Longmont's newest donut shop Landline Donuts and Coffee is enclosed in nostalgia. Vintage decor and the bakery's 1930s donut recipe using mashed potatoes pay homage to a time long past. Owners Jody and John Mowry plan on opening the coffee and donut shop at 321 Main Street on an unannounced date this month. The shop will have coffee and indoor seating, but the star of the business is their potato donuts, where one-third of the flour is replaced with mashed potatoes. The couple, who are based in Broomfield, have operated Landline Donuts as a cottage kitchen business, baking in a residential kitchen to sell to the public, for 3 years. They've brought their potato-based baked goods to different pop-ups and markets around Colorado. The Mowrys are excited to plant roots on Longmont's Main Street, and plan on moving into the top floor of the building. "We are really looking forward to being a part of the Longmont community and kind of being a space where people can come together and celebrate birthdays. And we're going to have late hours on Fridays and Saturdays so people have something to do and a place to go to grab a treat and hang out, and we're really just trying to make it a multi-generational space," Jody said. The potato donuts are based on a 1930s recipe, but adjusted for high-altitude baking and modern taste, Jody said. It comes in the shop's signature flavor, brown butter glaze, chocolate glaze, cinnamon sugar, and a rotation of flavors based on seasonal fruit. Some fruit donuts that Landline offers are its strawberry rhubarb pie and donuts with Palisade peaches. John Mowry said the donuts aren't gluten-free since flour is only partially substituted with potatoes. Jody Mowry, who is a self-taught baker, was experimenting with different donuts before settling on the Depression-era recipe for its unique texture. Jody Mowry got her love for baking from a young age, making treats in the kitchen with her sister. "It's a really tender donut," John Mowry said. "So it's not your big fluffy donut, but it's not real dense. It's kind of in between that. The potatoes give a really good texture and they stay fresh longer and just have a really delicate mouthfeel." He added that paired with their glaze, the exterior of the donuts have a crunchy bite. As a nod to the recipe's history, the Mowrys wanted to name their business after something that evoked nostalgia. Landline Donuts reference to landline telephones, which are becoming obsolete with modern cell phones. The donut shop is decorated with vintage phones the Mowrys have found antiquing. Old knick-knacks and furniture from various eras turn the shop into a time capsule without a defined place or time. "This is a donut your grandma might have made. And at our farmers' markets, we had old phones set up like your grandma would have had," Jody Mowry said. "People really have an affinity for what they remember from their childhood and they love talking about donuts, what they did with their parents and grandparents, and they love talking about phones. And we love to hear people's stories." Landline Donuts builds on a homey feel. As it transitions from a cottage kitchen business into an established shop in downtown Longmont, it strives to keep the homemade feel by pulling back the curtains. The baking station is separated by a glass window so customers can see the process of peeling potatoes to the final product of a donut. They are installing a large pink mixer and want their customers to help pick a name for their key machinery. As customers wait for the storefront to open on Main Street, Landline Donut posts its progress on social media.